This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
اجعل صيامك يا من صمته راقي لكي يكون إلى يوم اللقاء باقي واحفظ واحرص على أجر ظفرت به يكون كالكحل محفوظا بأحداقي.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Fast and Curious, your Ramadan FAQs answered. So today we are going to be tackling a prickly question. Do injections break your fast? Now, this is a topic that is not just about medical needs, but it is also about one's spiritual dedication. So let's dive into the kinds of injections you might encounter and understand their impact on fasting. I hope you're ready, so let's get started. Injections during the month of Ramadan or whenever you're fasting raise questions, because fundamentally fasting in Islam involves abstaining from substances entering the body through conventional means. But does the same rule apply to injections? To answer this, we must categorize injections into two main categories, into two main types: nutritional and non-nutritional. So first up, we've got nutritional injections. Now, these are IV intravenous injections that provide nourishment or hydration directly into your bloodstream. Examples include glucose or saline solutions, because these solutions, these injections, serve a similar purpose as eating or drinking. Therefore, they do break the fast. They do invalidate the fast. Now, the ruling here, Islamic scholars agree that if the injection is a means of sustenance, it invalidates the fast, reflecting the principle that fasting is not just about avoiding food and drink by mouth, but also about preventing any form of nutritional intake through any route. Now let's talk about the second category, non-nutritional injections. And by the way, these are the ones, the second category, most people are concerned about. They include vaccines, flu shots, insulin, or even pain-relieving injections. Now the key here, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, is that these injections do not provide nourishment. They're only for medical treatment. Medical professionals confirm that these injections do not serve as food or drink substitutes. Therefore, scholars are of the view that these injections, based on that principle, these injections, the second category, do not break the fast because they do not serve as food or drink substitutes. And this is the view that we incline towards, and we state, Wallahu alam, Allah knows best, but these injections, the second category, they seem to not invalidate the fast or break the fast. So whether it's a flu shot, whether it's insulin for diabetes management, or whether it is a vital, necessary pain relief injection, inshallah ta'ala, your fast remains valid even if you take it. Now, my dear brother, my dear sister, remember, the goal of fasting is spiritual elevation, but not at the expense of your health. Our deen is a balanced deen. Our deen is a beautiful deen. Islam provides allowances for those who basically, if they are in a situation where their health is compromised, they need it to manage a sickness, they need it to manage an illness, Islam allows, Islam provides. Why? Because this particular category is not meant for nourishment. So, with regards to the prickly question, do injections break your fast? We have learned that the answer depends on the type of injection. Nutritional injections do break your fast, whilst non-nutritional injections generally do not break your fast. Navigating the month of Ramadan with health challenges can be quite complex, but understanding and compassion from Islamic teachings provide us with light, provide us with relief, and provide us with guidance. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, Do like, share, and subscribe for more answers to your Ramadan FAQs. May your Ramadan, may your fasting be filled with good health, with peace, and spiritual growth. Until next time, this is Mu'izz Bukhari signing off. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.